Welcome back to Sleep On It. Better rest for safer roads, the podcast from Employ Recruitment designed to help drivers feel sharper, safer, and more in control of their sleep. In this episode, we're cutting through the noise and talking naps, coffee, energy drinks, sugar, and what actually works when you're tired and on the road. Let's start with the big one. Coffee. Yes, it works. But only up to a point. Caffeine blocks the sleep signals in your brain, which gives you that hit of alertness. A strong coffee can help with short-term concentration, especially if you've had decent sleep beforehand. But here's the catch. It doesn't stop fatigue, it just masks it. And if you overdo it, especially late in your shift, you might struggle to switch off later, which affects your sleep and starts the tired cycle all over again. So if you're reaching for caffeine, do it strategically. One or two early in the shift is fine, but avoid it too close to when you're due to sleep. What about energy drinks? They're like coffee's louder, sugarier cousin. They can give you a quick boost, but often followed by a crash, which can make you feel even worse than before. Plus, the high sugar content combined with caffeine can mess with your focus and leave you feeling jittery. If you want a pick-me-up, you're better off sticking to coffee or a cold drink and some fresh air. Now, let's talk about naps. Short naps, also known as power naps, can be a game changer. Even just 15 to 20 minutes of proper rest can improve alertness, mood, and reaction time. You might feel a bit groggy for a few minutes when you wake up, but that passes quickly, and the benefits can last for hours. If you've got a long shift ahead and you're feeling it, a quick nap before getting back behind the wheel is one of the safest and most effective things you can do. Just remember, anything longer than 30 minutes can send you into deep sleep and leave you more tired when you wake up, so keep it short and sharp. What else works? Get out of the cab at your break. Stretch your legs, get some fresh air, or walk for 5 minutes. Movement wakes up your body and your brain. Hydrate. Dehydration can cause fatigue too, so keep water within reach and sip throughout the day. And if you can, listen to something engaging, a podcast or upbeat music, can help keep your brain switched on, but avoid anything that may distract you. A phone call, even when it is hands-free, can affect your driving concentration. What doesn't work? Ignoring it. Pushing through. Telling yourself you'll just power on a bit longer. That's when mistakes happen. And behind the wheel, one mistake is all it takes. In the next episode, we're talking about what to do when you're too tired to drive, how to handle it safely, who to tell, and why looking after yourself is always the right call. Until then, rest smart, drive safe, and sleep on it. I am Jane signing off. Until next time,